holiday doc Joe Supple is here, just walked in. Hello to you, Joe.
Very good morning to you, Declan.
Good morning to you. Glad to catch you on your way to the airport and or maybe back. How are things?
Ah, sure, look, things are great. Yeah, really, really good. Getting, looking forward to the old winter sun now. People, it's getting cold, and of course yesterday the weather was diabolical, so people are sort of looking now at booking sort of the winter sun destinations, and plenty of them out there.
Well, you had your very successful lunch for the Rape Crisis Centre, and then you beetled off there to the Canary Islands.
I did. So I went to sunny Tenerife, and it was great. Actually, I was looking around, sort of, you know, where I'd go, where I would stay, and some of the hotels there had increased quite a bit, I suppose, just down to, you know, availability and things like that. So it was coming in very expensive. So I looked up. I know we had a conversation before about the new Airbnb, sort of, you know, they brought in 150 upgrades during the whole sort of pandemic and stuff like that, because there was obviously a time for them to, you know, things were quiet, people weren't allowed to travel. So I just sort of checked this out, and again, for people who aren't familiar with this or maybe have used Airbnb before, they brought in Airbnb categories so you can look at what you want, split stays, and then the air cover for guests, which is brilliant, really fantastic service. So in other words, it comes free with every booking that's done to Airbnb. And what you're covered for is basically your booking protection guarantee. In the likely event a host needs to cancel your booking within 30 days of check-in, they'll find you a similar or better home, or they'll give you a full refund. Check-in guarantee, if you can't check into your home and the host can't resolve the issue, they'll find you a similar or better home for the length of your original stay, or will refund you, which is really good. And you get what you booked guarantee. So in other words, you go to your stay, certain things aren't there, or maybe it's two single beds or a double bed, you're not happy with it, they'll try and resolve it, or they'll get you a full refund as well. And they also have a 24-hour concierge line, so it's open 24 hours, any issues, really, really good. Gives you a little bit of protection just knowing when you're going away. Because I know years ago, people used to say, got a brilliant deal for an Airbnb, and I'm saying, what is it? And they're saying, oh, it looks amazing, it's in the middle of New York, and I'm going, it's a tiny little room in a house with other people there living with a family, you know, you think you're getting something unique. Yeah. So buyer beware. People thinking about going to Tenerife, Aer Lingus operates up to 5 flights per week from Dublin to Tenerife as part of their winter schedule. Fares start there from $69.99 each way, including tax and charges. Check out aerlingus.com. And again, Declan, a lot of people, only talking to one of our colleagues here and worked there the other day, people have forgotten that, you know, after you haven't travelled for a while, Aer Lingus now do a free check-in, 10 kilo. So if you're going a little winter sun holiday and you don't want to pay with other airlines, you know, the 20 kilo, 10 kilo check-in, it's absolutely free. But be careful. People are still getting to the gate with the 10 kilo, not realising that you can't bring on the hand luggage anymore unless pay for it with Aer Lingus. That's the policy.
Okay, so you have to, with the 10K, you have to
check it in. Yeah, and okay, that's for free. But you, some people are, you know, doing it online, haven't travelled for a while, get the boarding card, then suddenly they're going through and they're getting to the gate and they're saying, haven't paid, your ticket doesn't say.
Gotcha, yes.
But you're allowed to take, look, it's great because it means you get
your small. It's confusing with all these airlines.
It is, and you've got to look up the policies very carefully. I think it's brilliant because it means you have that free check-in and it just eliminates all the, you know, the hand luggage. You can pay extra to bring it on board, or else you can, if you're looking at a bigger bag. But, you know, small liquids, pack lightly. And actually, you know what, I did that myself this time, doing the Airbnb and checking it out. I stayed in a place called Villa Sabine. It's about 30 minutes from the airport. For people who haven't been to Tenerife before, you fly into the south of the island. It's where you want to stay as well, because actually up north it can be a couple of temperatures cooler up there. That's where all sort of the vegetables and stuff like that come from, because it's going to be a bit more rainier up there and a little bit cooler. So everyone stays in the south of the island. There's some beautiful resorts. I've stayed there before. You have like Las Americas, hugely popular with the Irish, Las Cristianas, and I stayed in a place just outside of Deque. I'd stayed in a Deque before, and it's a place I'd never come across. And when I was looking to Airbnb, I was looking for something nice, unique. I was going away with my sister and friend. I just thought, after the big charity lunch, it's time to do, you know, have a nice little treat. Came across this amazing villa, very contemporary, very modern, something you sort of see like, you know, in the LA Hills or Beverly Hills, that type of thing, you know, the contemporary build, 3-story with a lift, with a garage, with everything. Everything looked absolutely good. And of course, I looked up the reviews before I went just to see exactly where it was and where it was at. And anyway, it sleeps up to 8 people. And listen to this now, Declan. We know we like our little bit of value when we go away. Sleeps up to 8 people. We stay there for 8 nights. It works out approximately €233 per night between if you want to have 8 people. Now, yes, you're talking about state-of-the-art. Amazing swimming pool, great location, 5 minutes walk into the area. The area which I hadn't been to before, and I had to sort of look it up. It's only a newly developed area in the last 10 to 15 years. It's got really popular with people going there. But it's not, if you want to be away from sort of like the Las Americas, the whole strip and stuff like that, and you want to sort of like a lovely sleepy village with with lovely restaurants, lovely, there's two bars I think there, no nightclub, which was great, means you have to go back to the villa for the little nightcap on the way home, but the area is called Cayo Salvaje, and they have the most beautiful beach there as well. It's the main beach, and you can go down there, beautiful walks in the morning, lovely ways to go around. There's two very nice hotels there as well. There's the Atlantic Holiday and the Pearly Grey Ocean Club. One of them had the most amazing rooftop bar, very reasonable, you know, rooftop bar in somewhere like Las
Vegas. Very expensive though.
They can be very cheap there, a couple of euro for a drink. And then we went to the most amazing Indian restaurant. The seafood restaurants are incredible as well. We went to an amazing Indian restaurant there. Two courses, which are naan breads, which are papadums, which are $14.95 per person.
Oh, God, I'm on my way.
I'm telling you, Declan, it's really good. But for people who haven't been there before, it definitely is.
Okay, so what location are we?
It's in, we're in, obviously, Tenerife. It's called Cayo Salvaje. I have to give good my Spanish now. Cayo Salvaje. And it's a little area just outside. And literally, you can get a taxi 5-10 minutes into the main strip of sort of Las Americas. So it's not too far. And again, taxis are very cheap as well. But if you're checking it out and you're looking at Airbnb, I highly recommend this place. It's called Villa Sabine. And I will definitely be doing a return visit, Declan.
Brilliant stuff. Did you know, that sounds fantastic.
It's so good. Your own private villa. You know, you're just thinking, like, and 233.
Nice cost.
All in. Yeah. 8 people. Like, that's for nothing, you know, when you think about it. And again, there's a lovely big supermarket just down the road. Everything was 5 minutes walk away. Or else get a taxi down to the main strip if you want.
Very good. Thank you very much. All right. That's great. Thanks very much indeed. That's Joe Subble, the Holiday Doc.
The Holiday Doctor on East Coast FM's Morning Show.
Brought to you by CassidyTravel.ie, Ireland's multi-award-winning travel experts. You can visit us in one of our travel shops or online at CassidyTravel.ie.